The CDC's coordinator of shows, Anthony Denny, said the organization's flagship event for Vinci Mass is slated for this Friday. He said this year's edition of Evo 4.0 is dubbed A Night in the Clouds.
On the Friday, Evo, as I said before, flagship event of the Carnival Development Corporation. This will be year number 5 that we stage in this event. An event that primarily showcases the history of Carnival over the years, so to speak. It's more or less a musical journey of Carnival. And that certainly will continue for 2022. It's been dubbed A Night in the Clouds. We're maintaining that white dress code. So you put on your white and come on down to the cruise ship terminal for Evo, A Night in the Clouds. Some of the artists to be featured. We'll be having Problem Child. Skinny Fabulous certainly is going to be part of Evo. We're looking at James E.P., Fireman Hooper, just to name a few. And this is a growing event for the Carnival Development Corporation, and we want to see more patrons, you know, coming out. Bear that in mind, and we are looking for you to, you know, come on out and be a part of Evo 4.0.
Mr. Denny said Soca Monarch, slated for Saturday, July 2nd, aims to showcase a vibe that is unlike any other globally.
The Soca Monarch here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I can put my neck on the table as far as that is concerned. At this point in time, we're ahead of Trinidad and Tobago. We're ahead of Barbados. We're ahead of Grenada. The vibe, the energy felt and experienced at Soca Monarch in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is very difficult for you to encounter such anywhere else across the globe, for that matter.
And Mr. Denny said the drive demonstrated by the young artists promised a quality show on Saturday night.
For 2022, that refreshing drive from the youngsters augurs well for this aspect of Vinci Mass going forward. And the CDC is very, very confident that St. Vincent and the Grenadines will continue to demonstrate to the rest of the region and the world when it comes to soca music, we know how to do it. So on Saturday, July 2nd, the competition is ripe, if I can say that, and we expect to see a very good showing on the night of Saturday, July 2nd.
Coordinator of shows at the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Anthony Denny. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Carnival Update.
It's a festival, yes, for one and all, so come play your parts, whether big or small. Please come along, come share this joy underneath the sun.